Family members of Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sabree bought tax foreclosed properties at auction in the county, then ran up delinquent tax bills. Those purchases violated the rules of the treasurer's office, according to a report by the Detroit Free Press. Since publishing its story, the Free Press editorial board has called on Sabree to resign. Columnist Nancy Caffer joins me now. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
Nancy, this story involves Eric Sabree's wife, a company they co-founded, plus his sons and a nephew. Walk us through how Sabree's family was buying property and where the possible conflicts of interest start to turn up.
The Wayne County Treasurer's Office is charged with collecting property taxes that are paid by property owners in the county. And sort of the ultimate threat to pay your taxes is that if you don't, after 3 years, the treasurer will foreclose on your home and sell it at an auction. There's a prohibition that says employees of the treasurer's office and members of their family can't bid on properties in the auction. But it's come to light that Eric Sabree, when he was assistant treasurer of Wayne County, a company co-founded by him and his wife, they purchased property through that company, that there had been other properties purchased by Sabree and members of his family, and that all those properties owed delinquent taxes. Some of them delinquent taxes for so long that the home should have been foreclosed on.
The editorial published yesterday noted, and I'm paraphrasing here, that people who lose their home to foreclosure shouldn't have to wonder if that happened because the county treasurer's relatives wanted to buy the house. That's a powerful statement, and it would also be a major accusation. Are there any indications that Sabree was working the system in that direct sort of way?
There aren't any indications right now that something that direct was happening, but his actions of having family members bid in the auction, a company that he and his wife co-founded, buying properties in the auction when he was an employee of the treasurer's office, assistant treasurer, opens the door to that kind of speculation. And that's the kind of thing that can't be a part of any public process that's supposed to be fair.
What does Sabree say in his own defense and in defense of his family members?
Well, he says in retrospect that he probably should have told them not to do this. But he also says that he is planning to change the rules, that he thinks the rule that bars employees and their family members from bidding is intrusive and unrealistic, and that he's going to change it for this fall. That is one of the things that we on the editorial board thought was so outrageous, that when you're caught breaking the rules, your answer is to change the rules, not to say, wow, I really messed up.
And is there anything to what he says about the rules being onerous and being difficult for those employees that fall under the umbrella of his office?
Well, his former boss, Ray Vojtovich, the former Wayne County treasurer, told the Detroit News that they had this kind of prohibition. They thought it was common sense, that you didn't want people thinking that there was an inside track. Oakland County Treasurer Andy Meisner says that his office is actually adopting a rule, that it's sort of been an unspoken rule for a while that employees and family members shouldn't bid in their tax foreclosure auction. But now they're putting that on paper to prohibit family members and employees from bidding in the foreclosure auction.
The paper ended up with this story in an unusual way. Could you explain how the Freep came to report on this?
Yeah, Sabree reached out to a Free Press reporter after becoming aware that the Detroit News was working on a story about this stuff. As you know, this is a really unorthodox way for a story to land in your lap. But I think it's also important to note that though Sabree will point out that they've paid these taxes off, it was very shortly after he learned that the Detroit News was working on a piece about these transactions last fall. So there's this big delinquent tax bill that then suddenly he finds out a newspaper's looking into, and the family pays their debts.
Nancy Caffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Nancy Caffer. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug.
Wayne County Executive Warren Evans has issued a statement calling the reports about Sabree troubling. Evans says he has spoken with the county prosecutor's office and has asked the Wayne County Ethics Board to review the situation.